I am, man. I can't wait. I can't wait for this thing to be over with. I will never complain about anything else ever in my life. Really hanging out, watching new TV shows. I have a big green egg, so I've been learning how to cook on that thing.
That's actually one thing. People are using this time to learn new things. So you're learning cooking?
Yeah, I am. I've always loved cooking, and the big green egg gives me a manly version of that, which I really like a lot. And my wife tried to cut me down in the middle of this conversation, and she said, no, you just love eating a lot. Trying to learn how to play the piano a little bit better during all this downtime as well.
That's oh, good. Nice. That's time well spent. Speaking of time well spent and watching new TV shows, did you watch Listen to Your Heart, the new Bachelor installment last night?
I actually missed it because I was watching a new show that I've been into called Ozark. I need to go back in and watch that. Did you watch it?
I did record it, though. Well, that's one of the things that you and I have in common was our like of the Bachelor, Bachelorette series. And some people in this room make a little fun of me for that, but it worked out really well for you now, didn't it?
Yes, it sure did. It sure did. My wife was on the show, I think maybe 5 years ago, 4 years ago, something like that. It's crazy how life works.
Well, let's talk about a real show, Ozark, for a second.
Yes. I'm about
that. How far
that.
In on Ozark are you?
I am season 2, episode 8.
Ooh. Oh, geez. Okay. I'm season 1, episode 9.
Oh, there you go. My wife, she's the one who said we should watch this, and she didn't want to go back and rewatch the first season, so I had to start at season 2, and from what I've seen, I really like it a lot.
Oh, yeah, season 2 is really good, but you have to start it from the beginning. You got to, eventually backtrack.
Okay, I'll do that.
As a touring musician, you'd be out on the road right now. How much are you missing out on, and are you able to do anything to sort of compensate for that?
It's been really, really tough because 95% of an artist's income is touring. During a time like this, it's really stressful. And then, I think the hardest part for me is that I have 12 other guys, band guys and crew guys, who count on me for their living and for their family. And I'm not able to go out there and play shows and make money right now. And then on top of that, I have bus leases and tractor trailer and all that kind of stuff. So it's been rough. I cannot wait to get back out there, and especially for all those guys.
Chris, be safe, healthy, and we'll see you soon.
Awesome. Thank you all so much.